Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. You know my next guest from Two Dope Queens, the Fantastic Beasts series, and Love Life. She now stars in the Apple TV Plus series Shrinking. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jessica Williams. So lovely to see you. Oh, my God. You look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love coming out to a little Sugar Ray.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I feel underdressed. You look just so lovely
I
over there.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Nice
Thank
to
you.
See, nice to
it
see
did
you again.
Take a lot of time to get in the dress. So
did it really?
Yeah.
Had to be lowered into it?
Yeah, I had to be lowered, dropped in, and then I had to, like, make sure I was moisturized so my mom didn't get mad at me
sure.
from home.
Sure. So you're dewy AF?
Yeah, I'm dewy AF, as I say. I'm shrinking.
Uh-huh.
Nice
to see you again.
Well, it's nice to see you, fellow former correspondent.
Yeah. Do you ever miss that, doing that work?
No, it's hard.
Thinking about the news all the time?
About the news because, you know, especially when I was there, we were watching the news like 24/7.
Yeah,
you know,
what's that
and it
like?
Just kind of, well, I started that show when I was 22, so it almost felt like I was in grad school.
That's what I didn't realize when I first met you over there, is that you, such a self-possessed and mature performer, I didn't know that you were that young.
Yeah, I don't think The Daily Show really knew I was that young until I got there.
Youngest performer ever hired over
That's
there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But that's the past.
That's the past.
That's the past. You are now playing Gabby, a therapist, on the Apple TV Plus show Shrinking.
Yes.
With, it's a fantastic cast of people. First, great creators, but also great cast. You got Jason Segel. You got Harrison Ford. That sounds like it would be a fun group of people to hang with. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a blast. Like, I signed on because the show was created by, like, Bill Lawrence, and I was a really big fan of Scrubs. Mm-hmm. And so it was just sort of a no-brainer. And then I was a fan of Jason's. And then the day after I said I would do it, it was, like, announced that Harrison Ford was going to do it. And that was
he wasn't on there yet.
No, not at that time, but
so
it was...
So you made the difference. You joined.
Yeah.
Harrison goes, I'm in.
Yeah. What was it? Jessica Williams from Two Dope Queens, that raunchy podcast with two black girls? I'm in. Yeah.
That's a spooky Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right
it was
on.
A little gruff. Right I haven't done it in a while because we, like, finished filming a long time ago.
Now, I talked to Jason about this. There's a fair amount of improvisation in this, right? You're allowed, you know, they want you to experiment.
Yeah.
Did you have fun improvising with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel?
Yeah, I had a blast. Basically, I play Gabby, and she is one of the three people at this private practice. At this practice. And she definitely balances out the two gentlemen. Like, she's sort of, Gabby is sort of the bright light that adds a little bit more spirit. And so to be able to improvise in those parameters, especially with those two, I felt very free. And then for me, it just took me a while to get used to Harrison Ford's face, like, in general.
Sure, because he's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, I realized I've known about him since, you know, since I was born, basically. My mom was like, your name's Jessica. Do you know who Harrison Ford is? You
know? Well, you're an American. Of course
yeah,
you
of course
know
I
who
do.
Harrison
of course
Ford
I do.
Is. He's America.
But it did take me a minute to be like, oh, wow, that's him. That's Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we have a scene with the two of you here coming up.
What,
this is you in a car.
Yes.
And anything I need to know before we just drop the needle on this?
Yes. They asked me what songs I would like to sing with Harrison Ford, and this is one of them.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you. Come by the office, and then we'll go over to the apartment. All right. See you then. Bye, sweetheart.
Whoa. Who's your sweetheart? And is she a sexy bitch? She's my daughter.
My bad. Hey, is she single? Because, you know, since the divorce, I've been thinking about trying some new things. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to make you uncomfortable.
You're very good at that.
Thank you. Now get in the car.
Can we play that song I like?
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not my love, see if I can use it for a weekend or a one-night stand.
So you got to choose that song.
I sure did. I gave them a list.
You gave Harrison a list?
I gave Bill Lawrence a list, yeah. And Neil, the executive producer, and my list was like, 1 Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Come on.
I know.
Sure.
That song, Fat Lip by Sum 41, uh-huh. Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card, yeah. And Drive Me Crazy by Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. And then I think Butterfly by, I think, Crazy Town, they're called. Mm-hmm. So I had a few mm-hmm. randoms in there.
And who picked this is the one?
That was the one he agreed to do, Harrison.
Did he already know it? Did he know?
No, I think he had to... I don't think he knew it, but I think he liked it enough. And then I think everybody was surprised that he knew every word when he showed up to set, but... He's a really hard
worker.
He's
Harrison Ford.
So he's Harrison Ford.
You play a therapist.
I do.
Are you a fan of therapy?
Yeah, I mean, I love therapy. I've had the same therapist for maybe like 8-9 years, I want to say, mm-hmm. here in New York, because yep. I moved out here to do The Daily Show, and I've had her ever since. And I figure, like, my brain's always going, and mm-hmm. I try and treat it like a car where I want to do the maintenance while we go, as opposed to if the car just sort of breaks down and I try and fix it in the end.
Sure.
It's a lot more expensive, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just try. And also, thank you. And also, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do Shrinking, was because, you know, with Gabby, I wanted her to be the kind of therapist that people wanted to seek out and mm-hmm. find. And I think she's, you know, she's really colorful, very expressive, and she
is
has
she
her
like,
own
is
problems.
She based it all on your therapist?
No, not at all. Ugh, I don't even know that much about my therapist. Like, I wish I did. I'm always trying to, like, deduce what her life is secretly. And sometimes she'll let it slip every now and then, where she'll be like, yeah, like, I used to be in a girl band way back when. And I'm like, what? Like, used to be a drummer? Like, but one time here a few years ago, I ran into her at an olive oil shop in Park Slope, and I just completely, like, disassociated from my body.
She freaked out too. I would imagine freaking out.
It was a nightmare.
That's like, that's worse than seeing, like, your teacher at the grocery store.
100%. Because she knows just all of my traumas, my fears, my triumphs, you know, everything, you know? We're just both there with a little bit of olive oil just going, uh-oh.
Would you think you would be a good therapist?
Yeah, I think I'd be a great therapist. Like, I love to be in...
What do you think that says about you, that you think you would be a great therapist?
That I'm power-hungry a little bit. Like,
you think that would be a good therapist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I... Be a power-hungry therapist
a little,
would
like,
be a good
I love
thing?
To meddle. Like, I'm always trying to set up my friends in my head. I like to play The Sims a lot, and I like, micromanaging and getting people to kiss and woo-hoo together in my game. You know, it's like it
I
really...
I would tell my patients about that before I brought
yeah,
them in.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to micromanage yeah, you if you're yeah. into that.
But I like being in everybody's business, and I think people are inherently fascinating.
I agree.
Yeah.
And so are you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jessica, lovely to
Thank
see you.
You. Thank you.
You
too. Thank
here.
You.
Shrinking is currently streaming on Apple TV+.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from our spring break on March 27th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.